We're going to spend some time now with Dan Tominski. He spent 25 years with Alison Krauss and Union Station. He sang on the soundtrack for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He's got one of the most recognizable voices in acoustic music. But instead of making another acoustic album with his favorite pickers, he turned to a man with a computer full of electronic beats. Julie Height of member station WPLN spoke with him about his new album, Southern Gothic.
Dan Tominski grew up in southern Vermont, fixated on traditional bluegrass and old country, while some of his friends were buying Def Leppard and AC/DC records.
I love rock and roll. I mean, I love the heavy percussion, big music. But I just, for whatever reason, everything that I did growing up was just tunnel vision, acoustic. You know, I just became, when I had a banjo, that was it. I couldn't think about anything else.
Tominski switched to mandolin when he moved to Virginia to join the traditional bluegrass group Lonesome River Band. Then he was hired to play guitar for Alison Krauss and Union Station. Their music was a sleek and sophisticated flavor of bluegrass, but Krauss made a point to feature Tominski's down-home singing.
Tell you a little story and it won't take long, about a lazy farmer who wouldn't hoe his corn.
The music of Krauss and Union Station crossed over to a broad audience, but millions more were introduced to Tominski when he served as the singing voice of George Clooney's character in the Oscar-nominated Coen Brothers film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Tominski doesn't mind being known for that.
Max Baer Forevermore was Jethro Bodine, you know, after he played that part in the Beverly Hillbillies, and I will forevermore in some people's eyes be seen as the man of constant sorrow. I mean, and I embrace it. I think it's awesome to have something that's been that successful where people kind of envision you as that type of thing.
Tominski got a glimpse of a different musical world earlier this decade.
My assistant, I remember, called me and asked if I was interested in doing an EDM song for this guy, Avicii, and to be honest, I had to ask what EDM was. I wasn't aware, and she kind of explained, you know, what's electronic dance? It has that n-chit, that sound. And my immediate reaction was, let's say thanks, but no thanks. You know, that's a little too crazy for kind of what I do.
But Tominski texted his daughter for a second opinion, and she insisted it was too big an opportunity to pass up. Besides, when he actually heard the song, it wasn't such a stretch.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover.
The experience opened his mind a bit. His next move was signing a publishing deal and trying to write pop country hits for other artists. Then he decided to start keeping songs for himself.
Blackbird on the old church steeple. Spanish moss hanging in the setting sun. Every house has got a Bible and a loaded gun.
The title track of Tominski's album is one that took shape around a programmed beat.
So May 10th, 2016 is when we wrote this.
Seated at a studio computer, his co-writer and producer Jesse Fraser demonstrates.
Let's just pull this up. So that was me just starting to build the track, but obviously the groove was in there. That's interesting.
Tominski is used to laying down grooves with fellow bluegrass virtuosos, but he left it to Fraser to decide which parts needed live musicians and which didn't.
We had a kind of a sample, almost like you would in a hip-hop track, of this dobro lick.
Played by anyone you know?
Who knows? I just know it was a royalty-free sample library, kind of like from Delta Blues sounds. And I just thought the sound was cool and matched up with pretty low-end 808 drums. And that kind of grungy hip-hop vibe mixed with his voice was sort of a cool new direction, you know?
Draw you in with every breath, 'cause you're my favorite sin. One more kiss could be my death, and here we go again. You're no good for me, like a methamphetamine. I sold my soul and everything I own to hold you close and keep me stoned.
Shar is marketing that new direction to listeners who've known Tominski for something else. He says he left all that to the business types.
You know, my tombstone will not read, "Here lies the man that had the plan." I mean, that's just never been me. I don't know that it ever will be me.
How's this for an epitaph? "Here lies a musician who followed his instincts wherever they might lead." Not that Dan Tominski will need it anytime soon. For NPR News, I'm Julie Hyde in Nashville.
Love songs playing backwards. Whiskey pours itself. Standing all alone, but you're never by yourself. You can hear the train rolling, rolling, rolling. There's nothing on those tracks. You can feel the wind blowing, blowing, and the full moon fades to black.